solemnly swear confession. I, by virtue of my office, am a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Amen.
Sacrifice continually. So far, the Old Testament.
This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 13. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not rioting and drunkenness, not in chamberly or wantonness, nor in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 25. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abi, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in their years. And it came to pass that while he that was executing the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priestly office, his lot was to burn incense. When he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of incense, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand, on the right side of the altar. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call the name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God. He shall turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto you, to show you these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be made dumb, not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you did not believe my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he must have had a vision in the temple. And he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed into his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me, in the days whereof he looked upon me, and took away my reproach among men. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ.
begotten of his Father before all worlds. God, God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall come at night. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord our giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is saved by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. And I acknowledge one baptism of the remission of sins, and a love of the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with hymn 55. Please be seated. Have you ever watched little children making their Christmas pilgrimage to the shopping mall, to visit Santa Claus. Some are frightened, but most of them approach Santa with a sparkle in their eyes. After all, Santa is the one who will be bringing loads of presents, the presents that they've been eyeing in the Christmas catalog for months. There seems to be a mystery about the man in the red suit, and they believe in him. Have you ever watched God's children making their Christmas pilgrimage to the manger bed of the Christ child? There, too, is a great mystery that goes far beyond the mere sentiment of a child born in the poverty of a stable. It's the heavenly message that God has sent his own Son into this world, hurting and waiting for the world, waiting for pain, and it renews our own faith in God's grace, his love, and his mercy for sending us his very own Son. It's the greatest mystery, the miracle of ages, that God actually entered human flesh to deliver us from the power of sin and eternal death and damnation. By faith, we believe that Christ is our Savior, and we build our hope in God upon him. The many forces in the world today would like to convince us that the Christ child and Santa Claus belong in the same realm, the realm of fantasy. But in these days of preparation for Christmas, as we see and hear reminders of our Savior's birth, God is also saying to us, believe it. This morning's gospel reading concerns Zechariah. It illustrates once and for all the importance of our Christmas faith. Zacharias was a priest of God. His wife Elizabeth was also of a priestly family. Both are described as genuine worshipers of God. They had not been caught up in the legalism of that day, but by faith they were acceptable before God. The beauty of a genuine Christian faith is seen in the changes it affects in the people who have received that particular gift. You see, faith is not merely something that we hold in our mind. Faith affects our lives. And without going into all the detail concerning faith, but simply define faith as grabbing hold unto the promises of God, trusting in them, believing in them. Because Jesus Christ became one of us in the flesh and took upon himself our load of sins, suffering the consequences of sin for us, God offers forgiveness and eternal life to all who believe his promises. We actually become children of God. We are made citizens of heaven. The change in our life will be reflected in what we say and what we do and how we live. Therefore, we need to look carefully at ourselves to see whether or not our faith is influencing our life as it should. But at the same time, however, faith must often bear upon some heavy burdens, the burden of weakness, perhaps at times even doubt. Zacharias was stricken with doubt. He and Elizabeth were childless. And this was true, a true catastrophe for a Jewish couple, because children were looked upon as a very special blessing from God. They weren't aborted like we do in America. They had prayed often that God would grant them a child, but now they were old. They were past the age of having children. And then one day, while Zacharias was in the temple, the angel Gabriel appeared unto them and told him that he and Elizabeth would bear a son. Their prayers were finally answered. And what should have been a very moment of great joy for Zacharias became a moment of doubt. What the angel promised seemed totally physically impossible because it was now too late. They were too old. Zacharias experienced his doubt by saying, "How can this be? I'm an old man, and my wife is also advanced in years. Zacharias should have remembered that such a miracle had happened to Abraham when he was given Isaac, but he didn't. And as a rebuke for his unbelief, he was made dumb. He could not speak until after his son was born. Now, our first reaction to Zacharias' doubt might well be condemnation. How could he question the promise when an angel stood right there before him, in front of him? But perhaps we would even squirm a little as we realize that we would probably have done the very same thing. Doubt and unbelief are all too common. Arousing doubt in the minds of God's people is one of the devil's favorite tactics. It worked for Adam and Eve. It was a constant stumbling block for the 12 disciples of Christ, and it works very well on us too, doesn't it? You bet it does. Who of us here have never doubted? How can I be sure that God is really with me at all times? Can a person really be God and man at the same time? Is everything about Christmas actually true? And some of our greatest doubts are concerned with God's promises. Does he really hear and answer my prayers? There are so many questions that can plague a believer. Must we have an angel come and put our noses into the messages of God that God has given for us? We have God's inspired word. And if faith comes by hearing God's word, then faith also is strengthened by hearing God's word. Thank God that our faith depends upon his power and not us. Yes, we do have our doubts. And most certainly we do have our sins. And even though our sins trouble us, we know that God is our Heavenly Father, that he will forgive us when we repent through faith in Christ. This morning, God has spoken very powerfully of his love towards us in the gift of the child of Bethlehem. Through this Jesus Christ flows the fullness of God's grace upon us. Believe it. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us through this morning, and extend itself into the joys of eternal life for them. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
take in. This is the true body, the Lord and Son, Jesus Christ, given to God, forgiven of all your sin. Take it in. This is the true body, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given to God, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take heed. This is the true body, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given to death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood, the Lord and Savior, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
God strengthen and protect you, keep you in the saving faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Keep you, the Lord make his face to shine. December, isn't it?
Yeah.
So far.
So far. The other two, I'm sure, will drop. I don't have anything in particular. Anybody have anything? David?
The elders' meeting has been rescheduled from last night to next Tuesday, the 12th.
Okay. The elders' meeting next Tuesday at 7? Okay. Anybody else have anything? David again.
From the ladies' aid, just a special thank you to the great children for decorating the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
You did a great job.
Beautiful job. Thank you, great kids. David again.
My understanding that Joe Hall is celebrating his 100th anniversary. Tuesday?
Saturday the 9th.
Saturday?
It's his birthday.
Birthday.
100th birthday, yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
And it'd be kind of nice if everybody had an extra card to sign.
Yeah.
Wishing him a century.
Okay, although he was here, I think he deserved a happy birthday song. 100 years old, my goodness. I feel that, but I'm not quite there yet. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joel. Happy birthday to you. And many more, is that fair to say? 100 years old, that's great.
Services on Wednesday at...
Yeah, I have been served next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Anything else I'm forgetting? Okay, let's